At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Christmas Eve edition of Birds 365. It wouldn't be Birds 365 if we weren't here for you on Christmas Eve, 2 days after the Eagles dropped their first game since September 29th, which is pretty crazy. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Tuesday Christmas Eve edition, my friend?
I'm doing well. Happy Christmas Eve. Happy post-Festivus. I hope everybody...
Yeah, I looked into a little bit of that yesterday because I'm starting to feel dumb, you know, on some of these TV talks on the show. I'm like, boy, this is everywhere on social media. I guess I should know what Festivus is.
Yes, you should know what Festivus is, but I digress. You should know what Festivus is, but...
You can rip me for that.
Especially because one of the main... thing of Festivus is airing your grievances, and everybody was airing their grievances with the with their favorite team, and more so with the officials, which, by the way, can we please turn the page on that all day?
Well, I saw Richard Sherman out there saying about the Eagles pat the interference calls,
and nobody cares, it goes your way.
That's
nobody
where
cares.
I started this game. I'm like, look, I don't like officials either, but it does affect every team.
It's ticky tack. I mean, you know, one of Slay's greatest games, I always go back, was when he shut down Justin Jefferson. Everybody remembers that game as an Eagles fan. They should. They should take, should take pride in it. But they let him mug him. You know, sometimes it's like a ball and strikes pitcher. You know, sometimes you get this strike zone, sometimes you get this strike zone, right, and then you got to persevere. I mean, that's what it is. Marshawn Lattimore's case, you got a ticky-tack guy. You got to persevere. But that went the Eagles' way, so everything's fine. It just drives me nuts. It really does.
Yeah, and I had to correct somebody yesterday, John, in the comments on our Birds 365 show. Who said, oh, of course John wants to say this, and he'll give the excuse for other teams. I'm like, well, you're clearly new here, because John doesn't give that excuse to anybody. I don't give a shit who they are. He's very, you might not like what he says, but he's very consistent on it. So don't worry, I corrected that for you. I want to thank and welcome everybody in today, this morning, Johnny Mac, a little Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're just going to do an hour today, everybody, 8 to 9. And then we will be off for Christmas, and Thursday's shows are tentative. Could potentially do an hour there, but no shows tomorrow, and we'll just do an hour this morning. And then I also want to remind everybody, 10 a.m. today, we will do also an hour with Dan Cilio. So his show will be moved way up from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We'll do an hour there, and we will give away the great Jerome Brown jersey that I have in the studio in honor of Cilio's friendship with Jerome. And we'll do that for the Christmas Eve edition. So looking forward to doing that with everybody. We appreciate you. Hit that like button. Johnny Mac, anything going on in Eagle Land, or is it all quiet over there with the holidays approaching? How do they handle a week like this, John, with obviously...
It's not quiet from a scheduled point for the Eagles. They just use it as a crutch to keep us out, basically.
Yeah, right. Guys, get out of here.
I love it because we get the Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. Yeah, enjoy. They just don't want us in there.
Right.
They're actually going to have a walkthrough today. So they moved everything up. A lot of teams walk through on Christmas. I'm not going to say a lot. Some do, some don't, but it's certainly not rare. They're going to have a walkthrough today. Coordinators, we might get all of them. We might get one. Hopefully we get Vic Fangio. That's to be determined. Locker room's going to be open. We're not. There's no media availability on Christmas Day, and obviously there's two games now on Netflix. So obviously people work on Christmas in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Thursday and Friday are normal days. So very, you know, they're getting in the same amount of work, for Dallas, which is still important. Obviously, you still got to clinch the NFC East. Still got to clinch the number two seed. You know it's coming. All they have to do is win a game. And the New York Giants are in Week 18, so that's going to be pretty easy. So there's no doubt they're gonna clinch that number two seed. But you still got work to do, and you still got to play until you get it.
Yeah, and you want to do that this week, right? They're not going to go into this thing like if they don't have Jalen and rest other players, right? This is going to be balls to the wall to get the win this week.
Yeah, and that's the everything to watch this week is Jalen Hurts and can he get through concussion protocol and all that kind of stuff, but which is out of the Eagles' hands to a large part. I'd say it's tough to get through it this year in a week. A number of players have with the Eagles. Sidney Brown did it last week. So it's not impossible, but it is more difficult from a percentage standpoint. And if you want a conspiracy with the NFL, I gave Xander one off the air. Tend to get quarterbacks through that thing quicker than regular players. I'm just saying. So if I'm a betting man, and I saw Jalen after the game, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say he gets through and he plays, but that's just pure speculation. And I, obviously he's not going to practice a lot being in the concussion protocol, but he's been around long enough to where he doesn't need, as long as he passes the protocol, I think he'll play.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. We got a super chat from Josh. Josh, we'll get to that in just a second. I'm going to get a couple more thoughts here from John, and then we'll have a little fun. I got some Christmas questions for John, and you know, we'll talk to the chat a little bit. We're going to keep it lighthearted today, all right, for Christmas Eve. Everybody, John, we're about a day and a half now removed from, maybe I guess closer to 2 days removed from that loss. Any thoughts on you that have changed, or any further perspective you can share on what you thought of the first loss in almost 3 months for this team, the impact it might have, what you saw out there, anything concerning to you, or is it a flush it and move on? Where are you at on it, John?
I think it's easy to flush it and move on. Little concern with the sloppiness, just how sloppy they were, because but when you lose your starting quarterback 6 minutes into the game, and you lose by 3 points with 6 seconds left, who cares from that standpoint? It's easy to flush it, but, other than you wanted the number one seed, and that's tremendously unlikely at this point. So nothing's changed other than can you grow from it? Can you learn from it? Does that help in a weird way to make sure you're focused, you're more focused? You understand that if you don't bring that A game, teams can jump up and bite you in that league, I'm torn with not losing in 3 months, essentially, because there's that group of fans who are always scared and say, well, you got to lose one before the playoffs. And yeah. I'm like, no, you don't. Just if you're better, just go roll over people. I don't care about that. On the other hand, it is a good learning tool, as I said, to point out. You might be feeling yourself. That's human nature. You might be saying, hey, we're really good. And that kind of, that's a sharp punch in the face. It's like, if you don't catch the football, you can lose a game.
Right.
Which has happened to the Eagles twice this year, and they've only lost 3 games. So, I mean, you got to focus down, but there's so much stuff in that. Like I said, you can look at Devontae's drop, and obviously that would have clinched the game. So I know everybody's hyper-focused, essentially sealed right. The game. But, there's no rule that says the defense can't step up and stop them.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And by the way, I said this on the afternoon show yesterday. John, if I told you before the game we were going to lose Jalen Hurts for 90% of the game, you would have a chance for a 6-yard slant with Devontae Smith wide open and Kenny Pickett delivered the ball perfectly. If I gave you that scenario before the game and said, That's what you have to win the game. Would you take that scenario right now? I think everybody would say yes, because they don't think Devontae Smith would drop that ball. So it's a fluke drop, and, you know, actually lost on it.
Yeah. But again, to the second point, that doesn't mean the defense, they're not going to get indicted if they pick Devontae up. And even the kickoff coverage, which was terrible all afternoon.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give up another return and a penalty on top of it. So, you know, it was a complete loss is how I described it. Special teams, defense, offense, all involved. But again, they're up three with a backup quarterback with 6 seconds left. And they would have had to stop one more play if they stopped that one. Disappointing, the communication on the back end. I've been waiting for it. It finally came. Unfortunately, late in the season. It was never going to be perfect. It can't be perfect. They've done an amazing job overall. Part of it is CJ getting kicked out. God, there's so much missing. I don't want to go down that wormhole. But my God, I see Jalen Hurts. You know, he's got protection as a quarterback. No, he doesn't. Not as a runner, he doesn't. When he turns into a runner, he doesn't get extra protection.
It's a little different, right?
Yeah, he's not. Anybody gives up, you can give up as a running back. You get no extra protection as a quarterback. They just teach you to slide. If a wide receiver does that, he's got the same protection. He has no extra protection when he turns into a runner.
Wow, really? So you're telling me when a quarterback slides, and like you saw, you know, if a quarterback goes slides and somebody comes over the top like that, they would call a penalty like that on if it was a running back or a wide receiver?
Yes. Well,
I didn't know that. I thought that was more.
But a running back or a wide receiver would never give themselves up. Yeah.
Right.
They're taught to give themselves up because of the importance of the position. But if you give yourself up, that's it. That's the end of the play. And if somebody takes your head off, it's a penalty no matter what position. There is no extra protection for a quarterback when he turns into a runner. The protection is in the pocket. In the pocket. Now, supposedly, obviously, they show some deference to quarterbacks at times. That's a bad call if they do that in the opposite direction. But there's so much, and here I've gone down the wormhole. There's so much goddamn misinformation about the taunting. If you say something to someone, it is a penalty. I don't know what he said. The NFL's not going to say it. CJ probably doesn't want the NFL to say, to be honest. And it isn't about that particular penalty. The legislation is two unsportsmanlike conducts. No matter what they are, you are eliminated from the game. Right. I don't like the legislation either. I don't like it. But that is the current rule. It doesn't matter the impact. It doesn't matter. If you get the one and you get the second one, you're out. And you got to be smarter as a player that if you get that first one, for instance, Justin Jefferson got penalized for doing the gritty, which he's been doing since the day he came in the league. But evidently he did it towards Derek Witherspoon in that game, or they thought he did, and taunted in front of him. And they called a taunting penalty for a dance. And if he got another one, he would have been kicked out of the game. That's a stupid rule. I agree with Mans. That's a stupid rule, but that's the rule. And again, I always say you're complaining about legislation. You're not complaining about actual calls, which is fine. But the misinformation out there drives me insane. Sorry.
No, you're good. I understand completely what you're saying. The only thing I thought about that was like, if it's fine if you're going to call CJ, because like I'm not going to sit here and say CJ Gardner-Johnson's not a fucking knucklehead. We all know that he is. But how do you not flag the other dude who popped him right in front of you? Well, you know,
they always get the second guy. You know, they're always hyper-focused. They miss it all the time. They missed it the week prior. Well, the Pittsburgh game. They missed it the week prior. I'm saying there's no punches in the pull report. I can pull up. There's no punches. We all saw the punches. Nobody gives a shit because it went to their team, which is fine. I get it. It's every fan base. But, I mean, the hypocrisy is astonishing. They miss shit all the time. Nobody's arguing that. Should it have been a penalty? Yeah. Now, you know, are you going to say, and I don't know what he said, but you can imagine some things that you can say to somebody and get their blood boiling.
Right.
Now, if you hear that as an official and then he reacts and does something, are you going to blame the second guy? Maybe. You're a human being. Or are you just going to say, all right, I heard that. I'm shutting it down. Penalty on you. I don't know. I don't know. But here's the thing you can do. Stop it.
Yeah, just shut up, right?
Shut up. Walk away. Control what you can control, which is why coaches say that ad nauseum. That's what you can control. And guess what? If you're not chirping, there ain't no flag coming in.
That's facts, John. Hard for me to dispute you on that, bro. Let's get to a couple super chats here from our great people in the chat. I appreciate all of you guys for being here already on this Christmas Eve morning. So hit that like button for us, and we'll have a great show. I mentioned the 10 a.m. show with Silly. We'll be giving away the Jerome Brown jersey today. So I'm looking forward to doing all that. I appreciate each and every one of you. Here we go. Josh Herman, Johnny Mac. He checks in. He says, in the scenario that Jalen gets rested until the playoffs, any concern for rust for the playoffs? Merry Christmas, boys. Merry Christmas to you, Josh. But I do think, John, if Jalen can't get out this week, and they win the game versus the Cowboys and they seal and they're in a position to rest starters in week 18, I don't anticipate they would put Jalen in for there and then he would be rested for playoffs. You view that as a net positive or any concern for rust?
A little bit. They're not going to rest him for, again, unless that scenario happens. I mean, they're
well,
not
if they win going this week, right? They're going to rest.
He won't, you know, it won't be rest this week. In other words, he's not going to miss that game this week if he clears protocol.
Exactly.
They're not.
You're talking, he'll rest week 18.
Yeah. And everybody will rest week 18 if they clinch the number two seed and they have no option to get the number one seed. But there's still a chance. By the way, Green Bay's fucking impressive. If Green Bay beats Minnesota this week, which is certainly a possibility, although Minnesota is very good too, Detroit loses to San Francisco, which I think is less of a possibility because San Francisco's checked out. They're not playing anybody. Trent Williams isn't playing. Dre Greenlaw's back. He isn't playing. They're not playing anybody. So that's probably the one that's not going to happen. But if it does happen, then the Eagles still have a chance in week 18. But that's very unlikely. And obviously if that number one seed, and in that instance, Minnesota would have to beat Detroit in week 18. So if they lose to Green Bay, you know, how are they playing, you know, cause they're locked in. So very unlikely scenario. I think everybody's resting in week 18, most likely.
Yep.
And will it give you a little rust? Yeah, maybe for a couple minutes, but they've been a slow starting team in general. Anyway, they've kind of fixed that over the past couple weeks, but they've proven they can overcome slow starts. So if it does, it'd be early in the game, and then you get in the game and everything will be fine.
Good stuff there. Josh Herman, thank you, man, and Merry Christmas to you, brother. We appreciate all your support of the channel. Means a lot to me and means a lot to John. So thank you. Thank you very much, brother. Q the God checks in. Look at all these. Everybody's a member. I love it, man. Josh Herman was a member. Q the God's a member. James Carver's a member. All of our members. We are now have. There's a bully campaign in the chat, John. Don't be a gray, which means you're a non-member of Jacob. So keep up the bully campaign. Come on, everybody. Get your memberships in. I'll be giving back to the people more and more and more as the more members we get. So Q the God says, hey, John, what do you think about those illegal blocks on Davis and Carter?
Come on, man.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't a good question when you said it. Come on, Q.
Come on. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. This team lost for the first time in 3 months.
With Kenny Stinkett.
with, and yeah, well, that's another thing. I don't know what the hate for Kenny Pickett. Where does that come from?
No, I was a hater. Don't you remember me saying last week on the show, I'm the biggest Kenny Pickett hater?
I know. There's a lot of Kenny Pickett haters. I don't know. I just don't know where it comes from. I guess the preseason, because Tanner played one
game. I thought he was fine. I thought Kenny did enough to win, like I said yesterday.
Tanner McKee is not close to taking over. So for all the people hoping. Now, he might play this week if Kenny's hurt, because we can't get any damn information out of Nick Sirianni. You know, when he hurt his ribs. And Tanner was warming up on the sidelines. He wasn't. And people don't. There's so much misinformation about that. People don't understand. He's the emergency quarterback. He can only come in if the other two guys are ruled out. That's what the emergency quarterback rule is. So people saw him warming up and they're like, oh, they're going to bench Ken. No, it wasn't about benching Kenny Pickett. He was hurt. And that's why you have the emergency quarterback rule. Now, if he was put on the active game day roster and didn't have that emergency quarterback designation, they could have toggled back and forth and it would have been more meaningful if he was warming up. The only reason he was warming up was because they were concerned if Kenny could get back in the game. So that's a lot of information about that, too. As far as the legal blocks, I don't even know what you're talking about. Jalen Carter gets held every week. You know, Aaron Donald got held every week for, well, however many years he played, 12. He's a great player. It's part of it. You fight through it. And, yeah, I'm going to be pretty consistent with every team. And I'd say the same thing about illegal blocks against Daron Allen and Daron Payne and Cleveland Farrell and Dante Fowler and anybody on the Commanders. Persevere. That's what I say.
Good stuff there. Cue the God. Thanks for your support, brother. I want to give one shout-out to a guy in our chat, Johnny Mack. And this is the great, the legendary. Where is he at? Let me find him. There he is, my main man, Jarrell Wray. Now, John, here's the story on Jarrell, and you weren't in here yesterday at the giveaway for the giveaway. So Jarrell is an active duty member of the military. He was deployed.
Nice.
And
nice.
He won yesterday a giveaway of our Salute to Service. I got the Salute to Service Eagle sweatshirts I've been giving out.
Those are one of the few things I like. I don't wear any team apparel for any team except the New York Yankees, which people will hate me for, but because I don't cover baseball and I never have. That's one sport I don't cover, but and
you
I have covered.
Did cover baseball?
No. Oh my God, that would be awful.
Yeah, it's a lot, right?
162
games.
I got a lot of respect for those guys. I have done a game here and there.
But it's never been like your full time.
No.
Gig, right.
But yeah, I don't wear. But the one thing that, you know, I do have a salute to service thing, but I gave it away like you do. So those are pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they're really sick, and I've given away four of them. And yesterday was a must be present, and I knew Jarrell wasn't present when his name was called. And I said, hold up, everybody. I don't care he's not present. I know exactly where he is. I know exactly what he's doing. He told me, I'll be watching you from afar when I am deployed. So he's home for the holidays, and here he is checking in, and I will be sending out his salute to service sweatshirt that he won. So, John, I gave away four of those so far. Think about this. I gave away four of those salute to service sweatshirts, and all four of our winners on that were randomly selected from our member list have been veterans. And I think that is just extremely cool that I've given away four and all four winners picked were veterans.
Coincidence? Yeah, you should have. That is quite the coincidence.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a 100% coincidence. I mean, I've done the giveaway in front of everybody.
That would have been a good idea to only give it away to service members, but that's a heck of a coincidence. Yeah.
Yep.
Good for those guys. Yeah.
Jarrell, appreciate you, man. Thank you for being here this morning, brother. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for all your service to this nation. And for anybody that's a member in here, we appreciate you. James Carver checks in. What up, James? Appreciate you, man. Thank you for your support. He says, you can tell that Jalen's trained very well to tuck head to shoulder tight to stop concussion likelihood significantly. But this time he tucked it to opposite shoulder and then he needed it, even though he was right for the way he went down. I don't know. I don't know what really.
James is so James does a great job with the focusing in. It's a football play. This game used to be a hell of a lot more violent than it is.
Yeah, right.
But if you play this game, you're going to get hurt. And that's part of it. And everybody knows it. I always give that Zach Ertz quote, and he wasn't the first to say it, but he was the first to say it to me. It's like, if you play this game long enough, injury rate is 100%. At some point, you're going to get hurt. And, you know, his helmet hit the ground. It was not a penalty in my estimation. Sorry, people. When I talked to Jalen, he can't talk when he's in the protocol. I'm sure he'll say the same thing, to be honest, because players understand. It's just a bad break. Bad break, and it happens. But he does not have extra protection as a runner. And if he did slide, as later in the game when they picked up the Kenny Pickett flag, which they also did correctly, then you have extra protect. But that's for anybody. Of course, if a running back gave himself up, he would never hear the end of it.
Right.
But it's no different from any player. If you give it, quarterbacks are taught to give themselves up because of their importance to the team.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't want to criticize Jalen too much, but I would like him to remember, hey, Dad, we're not doing shit without you, okay? So if you need to take a yard less and get down, then do it, man.
And by the way, you do see it late in games when they want to stop the clock, receivers, running backs will give themselves up all the time, and the play's over. Bang, they give themselves up. Doesn't matter what position. So, yeah, quarterbacks – extra protection in the pocket. Once they turn into runners, that extra protection is gone.
Good stuff, James Carver. I appreciate you, bro. James Carver checks in again. He says, I don't like complaining about refs, but JD was hurt on a missed tripping penalty, so I can understand being upset when players also get injured. I think that's fair to be more upset if an injury occurs, but.
Well, Jordan. Are we talking about Jordan or Jalen?
JD. I'm thinking Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Jordan Davis. That looked pretty bad at first. So it was good to see him back. So, you know, that's all I'm concerned about. You never want to see somebody get injured. And that legal play, illegal play, you know, the Houston receiver who had the catastrophic injury, Sprendley Fire. You know, I feel bad for him. It's not a penalty. To me, the penalty aspect of it doesn't. If a guy's hurt, is calling the penalty going to make you feel better? Well, as a fan, you might get the 15 yards. I'd say bullshit. If the guy's hurt, the guy's hurt. That's the bigger concern. So I'm not worried about the penalty from that standpoint.
At that point, the injury, I mean, it already happened. That's already happened.
Yeah. So. You know, I still think it's people complaining about officials, which, by the way, they make mistakes all the time. That's the point. They make mistakes for your team. They make mistakes for the other team. Sometimes you get screwed. Sometimes you get that's the human aspect of the game. You know, maybe we'll have robots at some point. I wish they would take advantage of technology for. But even that's difficult. You know, how do you know where the football is? Even if you put a chip in it, you know, inches, it's very difficult to do. So, and they make it, by the way, they make it harder on the officials by asking them to do too much with all the over legislation.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I mean, oh my God. I don't even know how they're humans. How can they remember all these damn rules? Yeah. There's so many freaking things to call in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. But I mean, nobody's against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's all I try to impart. Nobody. Trust me on that one. I'm 100%.
I trust you. Don't worry. I don't think that. I don't think they're against us.
Greg Olson's taking strays. Greg Olson.
Oh my God. Fucking... He's getting ripped. And to be honest, John, he's handling like a little girl. Tweeting back.
Well, I agree. You should get the break off social media, but Greg Olsen's freaking great at his job. I'm sorry.
I do think he's good, but I mean,
and I'm not watching the broadcast, but I mean, he's not.
I know, but John, they must have said 10 times on the broadcast, how is it, how are they even in this game? And I'm like, guys, what do you mean, how are they in this game?
Well,
like,
you're talking, he mentioned, and again, I didn't see the broadcast. So, you know, that was one of his, when he's clapping back on social media, which he shouldn't do. I acknowledge that. But he pointed out, we mentioned, I don't know how many times he met. What do you want him to do? After every play, say, oh, but Jalen Hurts is not in the game. But no. Jalen Hurts is not in the game. They were getting waxed and are back in the game. So you're doing a broadcast. You say, it's amazing they're in this game. I said the same thing to people as a reporter.
Yeah,
it's amazing they're in this game. I know why they're in this game, but I don't have to say it and stipulate it after every stinking play.
I like Greg, but I thought it was, I didn't think it was his best performance. I'll say that.
I didn't even see
it. He got awful announced. What's that? That account on X that
awful
does
awful announcing.
Yeah, he was put up on there. I don't care. I like announcers. I'm one of the people that actually enjoys commentary.
All I know is he's really good at his job and he shouldn't have been demoted, but it was Tom Brady. So
I think Tom's going to be better. I hate to break it to you. That's my opinion, but I think Tom's still learning what the audience wants to hear and how they want to hear it. But
I don't even think Tom's going to do it next year.
Oh, he's going to. He's loving it, I think.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
I think he's going to be
part owner of the Raiders. I think he's out. I think he's one and done.
Are you predicting a one and done for Brady?
Yep.
He's
got bigger things to do.
I think he wants to be a part of football, though. Look at how synonymous Troy Aikman still is.
He's an owner now. He is part of football.
Yeah, but who's got a bigger persona in the NFL world? Owners outside of Jerry Jones or Troy Aikman?
Well, you know, and Tom Brady. Tom Brady will have whatever presence he wants to have.
That's true. That is 100% true. Yeah. I like Brady. I think he's been real. I think he's gotten better each week at it, like I figured he would. I mean, he's a guy that works hard, so. Mesmerize checks in. What's up, brother? Appreciate you being here and for your support. He says, hey, John, what did you think about the flag being picked up on the late hit on Kenny after he slid? I'm not a ref blamer. Just want to hear your take.
Good call. That's New York telling them pick it up.
Yeah,
that's what
they barely touched them. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bad flag. And they have this replay assist, which sometimes they announce it, sometimes they don't. They're in their ears and they're like, don't pick it up. And when you see those conversations, that's New York chiming in. You got this wrong. You got this right. Replay assist is the sky judge is what they call it in college. That's what the rule should be. Just the guy stopping the play. There shouldn't be any challenges. They should adopt the college rule. And New York should chime in and say, take a look at this, whatever. Or we'll
what's the rule on how they can do that? Like, is it any flag they can?
No. That's the absurdity. There's been so many, for instance, missed face masks on quarterbacks this year.
Yeah,
it's been a thing. They can't review that play. It's like stupid. Like they should be able to just bring in. That's where the NFL.
Some of the NFL shit is. So,
I know.
It's so fun. It's so stupid that it's funny.
I know, and that's the stuff I criticize them for. I mean. If you have an obvious face mask on a quarterback, you just chime in and say, hey, guys, you missed the face mask.
Right, he got ripped face down.
Mask. Throw the flag. It's same that happened the other way, but for whatever reason, they make these rules and there's clear demarcation lines. Should be every play, like college. Oh, you fucked this up. Take a look at it.
Right.
You know, I don't like the slowing down of the product. I don't like that part. But that's where I like what they're doing with replay assist, because they just chime in and say, guys, that's a mistake. Pick it up.
Right, you had the technology to make it to easily correct any errors.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what happened on that play, and it was it was the right thing to do. It was not a penalty.
I agree. I agree for sure with that. Weapon X checks in. What's up, Weapon X? Appreciate your support, man. He says, "Merry Christmas, gentlemen, to you and your families. To you as well, my friend. Do you think Barkley misses the record if Hurts does not play? Teams will stack the box." I'm going to say yes. I think
Fucking Barkley ain't playing. This is what people don't understand in Week 18. If you go for a record, you're playing the offensive line. You're playing the quarterback.
Everybody. Yep.
You're playing everybody. You're not playing Saquon Barkley behind, no offense to Nick Gates and Jack Driscoll, great guys, and everybody else, Spread Johnson. You're not playing Saquon Barkley behind those guys. So that means Lane's got to be out there. Jordan's got to be out there. Cam, Mekhi, et cetera. The quarterback's got to be out there because you have to have to. You saw the difference between Saquon Barkley with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley without Jalen Hurts. Much more attention on him. It ain't as easy. You know, if you want the biggest positive about that game, you saw the impact of Jalen Hurts on the Eagles offense. Even when it's clunky and even when it's not the most aesthetic thing, the problems he creates for defenses are real just from being on the field. And it became easier to stop Saquon Barkley. So, no, Saquon's not playing if Jalen's not playing.
Yeah, I don't think Saquon. This is where my head's at on the Philadelphia Eagles. And after week, what was that, 16 we just did? Yeah, we got 17 coming up.
And by the way, I'm saying week 18 when they're resting. I'm not saying.
You're not talking about this game. You're talking about the Giants game at the end if they clinch the number two seed, presumably. Yeah.
Exactly.
Where I'm at on this team is I don't give a shit about one seed. I don't give a shit about Saquon Barkley's rushing record. I don't even give a shit about him getting to 2,000 yards. The only thing I care about is being healthy, getting your quarterback healthy, which they will do before the playoffs, and being ready to go for the playoffs. I don't care who I'm playing. I don't care where it is. Get healthy. You're the I believe you're the most talented, best team in football when you have everybody on the field. That should be the priority, not records, not
– Well, records, I agree with you completely. As long as there's a 2.5% chance or 5% chance, whoever, whatever bullshit analytics company you like, as long as there's a chance to get that number one seed, I'm fighting for it. And that should take care of itself this weekend. You have to play this game. You have to win this game. Presumably they will. If things break right with Minnesota and Detroit, and you got to play week 18, you got to play week 18.
We'll see what happens.
As long as that number one seed, the records, I'm with you 100%. Don't care.
I'm like,
this is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm almost at a point where I resent the conversation about it, where I'm like, who cares? It doesn't matter at all. If we get a rushing title this year and we get bounced in the first round of playoffs, we will have a long offseason where everybody will be pissed off. All right. So that's not what we want, obviously. All right, Johnny Mac, just one more question here. And then I have some Christmas questions for you. We'll take a couple comments in the chat. Appreciate everybody, by the way, for being here on Christmas Eve. Very cool of you guys. But John, you got the Cowboys this weekend, man. They just beat a surging Buccaneers team that had a little win streak going. They're fighting for their head coach, Mike McCarthy, Johnny Mac. What do you think of this game coming up on this weekend, man? I don't think it's one you can go to sleep on.
I mean, Cooper Rush is playing better. He is one of the better backup quarterbacks. There aren't a lot of them. So that tells you he's at least competent at times. And they're playing with a little bit more competence and obviously playing better. You have to take it seriously, but obviously they're very limited. Their running game has been a little bit better, but it's not great, to put it mildly. The Eagles should win the game pretty easily. Jalen is able to play. If he's not able to play, it becomes obviously a much dicier situation. And they still should have enough to be able to win, especially at home. But it becomes, and then you have to worry about like what when teams are out of the playoff picture. Some check out like New Orleans last night, and some fight. And it seems like Dallas is at least fighting, so you have to give them somewhat of credit for that. But it can go either way. And if you're down early, like Washington was, and you've already got your vacation plans, you're more likely to check out than if you're fighting for something. So, if they jump on Dallas, like they jumped on Washington, everything should be fine.
Good stuff there. Should be an interesting game this weekend. Dallas is fighting hard. Remember, and I'll add this on Dallas. I have a feeling that team knows that they can fuck up our plans by beating us. And I'm sure they're going to come in and try and do just that. So do not go to sleep at the wheel. Kenny Pickett, Philadelphia is calling on you to get the job done, my friend. We'll see if he can do that. All right, Johnny Mac, I got some Christmas questions. All right, I got a couple of them here. So let's milk them out. Everybody in the chat, I want you guys to play along as well. You guys drop in your answers to some of these questions as well. All right, I got two of them right now, and maybe I can come up with another one before we're done here. All right, John, if Santa, all right, I asked this one time before. If Santa can guarantee you, okay, if Santa can guarantee one team that gets knocked out of the NFC playoffs to help the Eagles, what one team would you have Santa guarantee?
Detroit.
Easy for you. Going Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit's. Like
Bob Brown says Tampa. That's a good one. I don't know if Tampa
would make it. Tampa's about, what happened in the past. But
what about the Packers?
Well, I've said the Packers are dangerous, but I just think people underrate the Packers, and I don't think they know how good the Packers are. Like, if you can make an argument that the three best teams in the NFC are in the NFC North. That's how good that division is.
That division's crazy right now.
And people don't seem to believe in Minnesota because of Sam Darnold. They don't seem to believe in Green Bay because of they're in third place. They might win any other division, including this one. I hate to break it to people. And the Eagles beat them week one in Brazil. I said, I didn't take a lot out of them. The Eagles beat them. The Eagles can beat them. I'm not saying the Eagles can't beat them, but I'm thinking of people relying on, well, we beat them. Yeah. They played pretty shitty in that game.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to play.
That was a weird game. I think that was a weird game. Acknowledge that. Yeah, that was a weird game.
And I believe me, the Eagles could beat them, but they could beat the Eagles too, depending on that's an even matchup. They're really good for people that saw them last night, and they're really good on both sides of the football, and they're gaining more confidence. So that's a team I look at down the bracket where people say you don't want to play him. That's the narrative now. You don't want to play Green Bay. You don't want to play Green Bay. Well, you got to beat somebody good in the playoffs at some point.
Yeah, right. You got to play somebody.
So, I mean, Detroit's the best team. And if somebody knocks them out early, and by the way, you're the number two seed, then the NFC Championship game's in Philadelphia. So, obviously, Detroit is the answer. They're the best team, and if they get knocked out, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia, and they've been there two times since 2017. Both times they had the number one seed. That's not a coincidence.
Let's read a couple of the comments here and the people in the chat. Spurger said the Bucs or the Eagles kryptonite. Brandon Howard says a good point. He says, I don't want to see Washington game again. Washington games are always weird.
I'll take Washington again.
I know, but they are. He's right. They're always a weird game. You remember last year they almost beat us? Was it in overtime with freaking Sam Howell?
The fear of Tampa Bay is because of old playoffs pass. In 2021, they were better. They were just better than the Eagles. And the Eagles were a surprise to make the playoffs. And they were significantly better. Last season, we know what happened with the collapse and AJ got hurt. I mean, that's an outlier. I'm not concerned with that in the past. But, you know, people have such terrible history with Tampa Bay going back to Joe Jurevicius. So, yeah, trust me, you want Tampa Bay. They're not beating you this year. No. Who gives a shit about Joe Jurevicius? What does that have to, as Nick Sirianni would say, what does that have to do with me?
I don't like Todd Bowles, man. He scares me. Jalen
Hurts doesn't this, like Todd
you
Bowles.
Know, some people just have a kryptonite, John. Jalen Hurts, Todd Bowles. I think Jalen Hurts has nightmares about Todd Bowles.
I am not superstitious.
I am not at all. Either.
Kryptonite is not real.
Game plans are, and having a good plan and a plan of attack to mitigate a team's best player or a team's quarterback, that's not superstition. Todd Bowles has proven that he has.
Well, I think injuries took care of the Eagles didn't play well. We all know they fell apart down here, but they also didn't have AJ Brown and Reed Blankenship. And who was the other injury in that game? Who got hurt in week 18? Sidney Brown, not that. You know, but he was a big part of the defense at that point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because of all the issues. They had so many, and that's what you don't want. Injuries against the New York Giants in week 18. Because some people have to play. Because you only have 46 guys, so on the game day roster. Some people have to play. And you know, AJ won't be one of them. For whatever reason, and it's too much, everybody should know how much respect I have for A.J. Brown. And I think he's the best pure football player on the Eagles, yada, yada, yada. But they should be better when he's not on the field. They have enough talent to persevere better, but they haven't. And when he's not on the field, it's a completely different football team. Presumably, he's going to be on the field. So, yeah, I'm not worried about Tampa. And they might not even get the playoffs, by the way.
I know. Eduardo's chirpy. Says, Nando, you have more nightmares of Bowles than Hurts. You're always bringing his ass up. Eduardo, shut your ass up, Eduardo.
Yeah. Might be the Atlanta Falcons and Michael Pett. By the way, ask me that question. Who would I most like to see? The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Please give me the Michael Penix.
That's the thing about the NFL. You can talk yourself into anything because Atlanta has Bijan Robinson and Drake London. Mooney's having a big year. Everybody's got playmakers. Bijan Robinson, you know, for a while, this show was Bijan 365.
That's right.
He is one hell of a player.
You see maybe why we were Bijan 365 for a bit. Look at what a good running back has done, you know, with this offensive line, this quarterback.
The Eagles would have considered him later in the first round.
Yeah.
He was one of the outliers at that particular position. As I said, they've always had outliers at running back. Christian being number one, Bijan being number two. And Saquon was a bit of a surprise that they considered him. To me, was a bit of a surprise because I had not heard it like I heard it with the other two. But if you look at, you know, PFF, and I know everybody likes that, number one running back in the NFL, can you guess, Vander? I know you got a PFF account now, so you must have some respect for it.
I do. I like PFF. I think PFF does a good job. I mean, I understand when people who say, you know, you can't use it. But I think what you say is correct, where for the most part, if a player is playing really well and it looks like they're playing well, they'll be graded properly, you know, and I think they do a really good job.
Bijan Robinson, number two in the NFL.
for running backs?
Yep. And the third best pass receiver, number two overall, number and the third, he is, as a receiver, he's what people thought, you know, think.
Who's the best in the run game? Oh, Derrick Henry is easily top rated. Yeah, holy moly.
Yeah.
He's a far and above everybody.
Don't mention Saquon. Saquon's going to, that's going to piss people off, but it's been
he's down at 11.
Yeah. Because again, it's about consistency from play to play.
Right.
And that's why.
And Josh Bijan's highly graded in the running and the receiving too. Bucky Irving, John, he's been pretty impressive.
He's been really good. If you're worried about
been damn good.
He's been really good. And he's a great receiver coming out of the backfield. Legitimate great receiver. Anyway, Bijan's I don't know why he got on the Bijan track. But that's what I'm saying. Atlanta stinks, but you know, Bijan can beat you by himself if he has a big game. That's what I'm saying. You can talk yourself into anything because everybody's got good players. Like if you're at some point, if you're going to where you want to go, you got to beat Minnesota. You have to beat Detroit. You have to beat Green Bay at some point. So
Green Bay, I don't love Green. Green Bay might be the team I would pick to knock out if Santa could grant me one wish.
No, it's got to be Detroit, man. They're a freaking juggernaut.
I know. I look at that defense and I'm like,
yeah, they're getting people back. Montgomery, they thought he was out for the season. Now he's going to be back.
What's your thoughts on that? Isn't that kind of like he goes to like four different doctors until someone clears him? I hope he doesn't
diagnose the shot.
What's that movie? That one football movie, Friday Night Lights, Bobby Miles. He cuts. He finds the doctor who tells him he can play.
Yeah, they
and
all
then he destroys the knee when he goes back out there.
Man, North Dallas 40. Freaking
you know the movie I'm talking about,
any Friday, given Sunday. Yeah, probably they all do it. As I'm saying, this James Woods was the evil doctor in Any Given Sunday. Back in the old days, North Dallas 40 is the greatest football team, greatest football movie ever made. That was about football in the 70s. People should watch that.
I'll watch that. What's it called?
North Dallas 40.
I'll watch that.
That was, they used to have 40 man rosters. That's why it's called 40.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, they would beat the you know what, and they would play through anything and get shots and, you know, any pain medication they had at the time. Was ugly.
All right, John, one more Christmas question. We got a couple super chats. We'll get on the way out. We're only doing an hour this morning. So I saw Devin, you were asking if we're doing a full show. We're just going to do an hour today. 8 to 9, and then Cilio today will be 10 to 11, everybody. So no 2 o'clock show, an hour with Cilio, and we'll be giving away the Jerome Brown jersey, the Mitchell and Ness Jerome Brown jersey stitched on the show today with Sil. So looking forward to that. Got to be present, everybody, and our only members will have a chance. So get your memberships in and join us on that show today. John, the last holiday question I have for you, all right, is if you have, we'll call it a Santa. Have you ever played Mario Kart, John, or ever seen someone play Mario Kart?
No, but I'm not a video guy. Video
okay, well, guy. Well, there's a star power, okay? You can get the star power.
But I know Sonic and Knuckles.
Right, what is Sonic? Does Sonic have a star power or something? If Santa could grant one Eagle player outside of Jalen Hurts star power, and think of Madden ratings, John, you turn every ticker up to 99
How many stars do you want?
If you could give one person the star power, who the heck would you give?
They get star power or stardom because they have 90 stars. They don't need more
star power for a game or for whatever or a period of time.
How much more do you? Jahan Dotson?
No, I don't want Jahan Dotson. They don't pass to him anyway. I'm going freaking edge rusher. I'm going Josh Sweat. Make him a 99 superstar. I need an edge.
I see what you're saying now.
AJ Brown's still good. What does AJ Brown need star power for? He's already
well, that's
a
what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Saquon already has it. That's why I didn't understand the question.
Jake Elliott's a great one, Mac. Main 70 yarders.
Yeah, I their biggest need to me, and Sports Illustrated had me doing that yesterday, is which I hate doing, but you know, the world of media. They're worried about 2025. What's the Eagles' biggest need? That's what I had to do yesterday. It's obvious. It's edge rusher. Yeah. And not that they're not good. Nolan, by the way, had a great game again. Amen. Nolan's been one of the big stories as improvement-wise, but they don't have enough on the edge right now. They're playing Chuck Harris out there. Hopefully Bryce Huff can get back this week. But, you know, they need a big-time edge. If they had a Myles Garrett-like edge, whoo! Yeah.
Is Howie going to make a move for him in the offseason? He's already talking.
Can we wait till the offseason? Man, they're going for the freaking Super Bowl. It's like the same thing I hear with Sam Darnold. Like, what's Minnesota going to do? Well, if he wins the freaking Super Bowl, they're going to keep him.
I think a better question is, what the heck is San Francisco going to do?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay Brock Purdy.
No,
I wouldn't. In fact, I still maintain. You might remember I used to drive Jody crazy. I'm like,
oh, man, you did.
Boy, if Kyle Shanahan lost a couple, I almost think he wishes he lost a couple games and could have went to Sam Darnold. Because if he had Sam Darnold, he'd be happy.
I know.
But if a guy's winning games, you can't bench him. That's why everybody's like, well, they're gonna go to JJ McCarthy. Not if they win the freaking Super Bowl. You can control as a player. All you can do, nobody's taking you off the field if you win and you put it and you play well. Nobody's taking you off the field. And I'll trade JJ McCarthy, try to spin him off for a first round pick because there's so many desperate quarterback teams.
I'm feeling a little Myles Garrett, John, and Eagle Green. I just have this weird feeling inside that
well, everybody does. So I saw the odds. I saw the odds because Howie, that's the thing that drives me crazy. All these places.
Blame our GM. You don't blame me or Eagles fans. Blame our GM, who always seems like he can pull a rabbit out of his hat and make a crazy good move.
That's the thing. So everybody wants. Well, worse if they trade. And by the way, why would they trade Myles Garrett? But I digress.
Well, Myles Garrett, I thought he has a contract coming up. Didn't he say on the extension he wants them to show them or show him?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And I'm sure they will.
I feel for him, right? Doesn't it suck to be that good of a player and you don't even have a chance to play in the playoffs? You're a perpetual loser.
No, they've been in the playoffs. They had a lot of injuries.
He's on the Cleveland fucking Browns, John.
Well, I mean, they have been in the playoffs. I'm saying it's not like it's been the New York Giants. I mean,
Been a real contender, though, John.
Well, you know, they're blocked by Kansas City, but
they went with what? They went to the playoffs what, one time with Baker?
I think Kevin Stefanski's been coach of the year twice. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, that's because he's getting wins out of the shittiest organization in football.
Yeah, 2020 and 2023. And they, you know, made the playoffs both times. So, you know, they haven't been the New York Giants, was what I'm saying. They've been a good team. They made a big mistake with Deshaun Watson, obviously, and they got to fix their quarterback situation. But that's what I'm saying. He's not in a New York Giants situation. He's been they're a team that if they sign Sam Darnold, they could be a contender next year. That's how quickly they could turn it around.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team from a talent standpoint. They just got a bunch of injuries and they made a disastrous decision at the quarterback situation that they got to figure out how to get out of. But they made that playoffs twice in the past 4 years. That's not the New York Giants.
The Browns suck. You know, all right, fine. You don't want to give me Myles Garrett. Give me Micah Parsons so you can shut me up about him being a generational player.
Well, I would love that. First of all, wouldn't shut I've learned you can't shut Eagles fans up.
No, you don't shut us up.
But by the way, it's not just Eagles fans. I don't want to pick on Eagles fans. Fans in general. There's an incredible amount of hypocrisy. And the minute if Micah Parsons ever turned and was wearing a Kelly Green jersey, it's Kelly Green week, by the way, we haven't mentioned. Eagles fans would immediately love him. He would become a generational player. You wouldn't have a problem with that terminology anymore. But that's every fan base. And one thing I learned about hypocrisy, hypocrites don't care that they're hypocrites. So pointing it out doesn't matter.
All right, we got a couple of super chats here and we'll wrap it up. Appreciate everybody for being here this morning. Just an abbreviated show today. So hit that like button. We appreciate all of you guys in the chat. And Merry Christmas to you all. Happy Hanukkah if you celebrate. Anything you celebrate, just enjoy this holiday season. Relax, kick your feet up, do whatever you got to do. And for those working, I'm with you, man. And we appreciate you. And good job by you guys. Burger King checks in. This is a crazy question from Spurger. Merry Christmas Eve, fellas. He says, did the Eagles stick with Pickett or go after Cousins?
What the hell are you talking about?
What the fuck?
What are you talking about? Do people think that Jalen Hurts might be gone for the season? Trust me, he's going to be back.
Cousins. This was not on my bingo card. I got to be honest.
Yeah. You think they're getting Kirk Cousins this year? Is that, first of all, do people know that you can't trade for people? So you have to be released
and then picked up. I guess next year.
Yeah, you have to clear waivers too. Not that anybody would pick him up, but
next year for backup, I guess. I think that's what he's saying.
No, Kirk Cousins is going to be starting quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know how many desperate teams there are for quarterback?
Yeah,
I'm not I wouldn't want to go down that route as a starter, but there's a lot of teams that aren't in a position to get a quarterback. So, you know, he's better than most. He's in the top half.
Yeah,
even at his age, he'll be a starting quarterback.
Bro says he's out here delivering y'all's packages. Bro, that's a lot of love, man. Hopefully you're listening to us in the truck. Good job by you, brother. Making the holiday season more, making all everybody be Santa this year. Good job, bro. James Carver, last one here, and we'll get out of here. Appreciate everybody. James Carver says, J-Max, worst possible Santa gift would be a magic 8-ball because he's a realist and not superstitious. Mm-hmm. What's his real worst gift he'd hate to receive? An Eagles jersey.
No, I have to just give it to someone. I would just re-gift it.
Re-gift it?
Yeah.
Are you a re-gifter? Is that something that you do?
Well, I give out, when I get free shit from any team, I just re-gift it. Because a lot of people the Eagles give us a trinket, not that, for every home game, some kind of bullshit cup or... But I just give it to other people who are Eagles fans.
We'll give it away to the great people of Jacob Nation.
Well, they're not really great gifts. I don't think people would be excited.
I tell you what, the jerseys I'm giving out right now, John, are incredible. One guy, the guy who won the jersey, Jason A-Team, reached out to me and he said, I don't want to wear or buy any of the other jerseys I have because they're like ironed on and stuff. And yeah. I got them a stitched on. Nice jersey. And he's like, this jersey's the nicest jersey I've ever had. I'm like, let's go, A-Team. So yeah. I'm giving away good jerseys. You guys know it.
But yeah, anything involving video games. Yeah. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't want it.
I like Call of Duty. When I was younger, I liked Call of Duty a lot. All right. That's going to do it, everybody, for Birds 365 today. It was a fun little hour show. I just wanted to do something for you guys. We're going to have off tomorrow, and then we'll see about Thursday. It might, I don't know what's going on in Eagle Land. Remember, they are still in the middle of prep for week 7.
Oh yeah, regular Thursday, regular Friday for them. Yeah. Nothing changes from the preparation standpoint. They still got to play on Sunday. And by the way, we mentioned the game got moved to 1, which is
the game got moved to 1.
We should have mentioned that earlier. But flexed out of 425. 425 is going to be Vikings Packers, which is understandable. They moved that game to the national television window. And it's not because they hate the Eagles. It's because the Cowboys are not relevant. So that's why.
Yeah.
For all the NFL hates the Eagles.
Don't let the Cowboys ruin our freaking Christmas. Brian checked in with a member chat. He said, can we get JMC Santa? What does he mean by that? What does he mean, J-Mac Santa?
I guess dressed up like Santa. You know. I'm not going to dress up.
You want
up.
John McMullen to come on Birds 365 dressed like Santa, yeah. Brian?
I'm not going to wear an Eagles jacket or an Eagles hat. Or your dad has asked me at live remotes in the past to put on an Eagles jersey, and I'm like, dude, I can't do that.
No way, dude. No, you're a reporter. I wouldn't ask you to do that. I got to tell Krause to fuck on, you know, come on.
Well, he doesn't ask me anymore. That's when it, and most people, you know, most people will do that. I'm like, you know. If you ask Zach Berman that, yeah, he'll go.
Zach Berman's the biggest Eagles fan in the world.
No.
He loves the Eagles.
No. I know Zach very well. He does not love the Eagles.
No?
Extremely, extremely objective. If there's one guy who's more objective than me, it's Zach.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not say that, but that's just me. I do like Zach's work, though. James said, I want J-Mac to do the gritty for a members game. What do you think I am, dude? I can't do that.
Yeah. I'll get flagged.
I'm an animation king.
Jefferson got flagged for the gritty this week.
Screw it. All right, John. Good show, man. Travel safe today. Merry Christmas to you, Johnny Mac. We appreciate all the work you do here on Jacob. I think all the people do as well. This is the best Eagles show. Eagles morning show, Eagles show on the planet. These people are we always say we have the most knowledgeable listeners because they listen to the show. So very good work by you here in 2024. Enjoy your Christmas, my friend. And we'll talk to you later in the week. All right, brother.
All right. Enjoy Christmas Eve, everyone. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Johnny Mac. Appreciate you, man. I'm just going to give the people an update on the giveaways and I'll catch up with you later. All right, bro.
See you, bud.
All right. Thanks, Johnny Mac. Good stuff there from Johnny Mac. Great show today. We did a little hour show. I know it's Christmas Eve. A lot of people have a lot of stuff going on. John still has to work with the team. So I did want to get an update. We're going to have no shows tomorrow. And I do want to just tell everybody, all right, 10 a.m. today, Cilio. I know he's normally 2. He's normally way later in the day. So you got to move your schedules up. But it's one you'll want to be at because I got the beautiful Mitchell and Ness authentic Jerome Brown jersey. It's that old Kelly Green jersey. It's beautiful. Stitched on. And we're giving that away on Cilio's show today in honor of, obviously, Cilio being very close, very and good friends with Jerome. He played next to him at the University of Miami. So I thought it would be very fun to give that away on the Cilio show. Sig Lord says, hat giveaway. Sig, I'd love to do something today. We didn't get any new members. We didn't get shit. Sig. But no, I'm saving everything now for the Jacob Christmas because I did give away a lot of crap. All right. I gave away like 5 things yesterday. I gave away one thing every single day last week. So I've given away 10 things in the last 10 days. I think even a little more than that. And I want to keep a bunch of stuff still for when we do our big live stream. I'm thinking that'll probably be somewhere around New Year's. But we really have an odd schedule. I mean, it's the 24th now. Then we have Christmas. Then we have Thursday, Friday. I don't think Saturday is a good idea to do the live stream. Then we have a game Sunday. And then we're into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is the Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve is Tuesday next week. Maybe New Year's Eve would be a decent time to do it. But I know I'm going to have a family stuff going on that day. So, 12 days of Xander Christmas is actually a good idea, Brandon. But yes, Bob, must be present to win the JB99, brother. That's happening today, 10 to 11 on the National Football Show. All right. It is a big jersey. It is a big jersey, Ryan. Brandon, what are you saying come on to? I'm trying to figure it out, all right? I'm figuring it out, Brandon. I will be in Florida for New Year's. Nice, Joe. I'll be here cold, frosty. I'm good with it. I don't mind the cold. When it's summer, I love the heat. And then, but once it turns the winter, I'm like, go with the cold. All right, everybody. I appreciate you all. Keith Johnson says, give away something. The people want something. What do I got? What do I got? I want to save it. I want to save it for the Christmas giveaway. All right, we gave away a bunch of stuff yesterday. We gave away 5 things yesterday, all right? Shuffle up, Z. Yeah, Cody, you were slow. It's Christmas Eve, man. Not a lot of people are on the web yet today. You know, I think people are hanging out with their family and all that stuff. So, yeah, I want to – listen, I'm thinking of something. And please, if you're in the chat, don't take this personally, okay? There's a couple people in our chat that I want to do something for in the new year, okay? And I don't need this if you're excluded, you're excluded, okay? All right, I don't want to hear tears. I'm giving away stuff to everybody. But we have a few people in this chat who are there like literally every day on all the shows. They're and I have a list of about 8 to 10 of them, and I'm going to do something special. I'm going to try and do something special for everybody eventually. I just need the time to do it. You got to be patient with me, all right? But, you know, there's a couple people that are James Carver's one of them. You know, Twiz the Jigga, who's been here for years, is one of them. Daz has been here a long time. SMD Eagles is one of them. She's been here a long time. Flexin' and Steppin' is a massive supporter of ours. He's been in every chat. Joe Whip is another guy in there. We got a lot of guys who are, you know, a guy. I got a couple dudes that are a couple people, not dudes. SMD's not a dude. SMD, I love you. But I want to do something for you know, the core group. Yeah, the goats, Brandon. It's no knock on anybody. I just want to try and do something for the people who, you know, really go a long way in supporting. So everybody's a big supporter, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. And like I said, if it were up to me, and I had unlimited cash, I'd give away something to every member we got on the channel, all right? I'd give away something to every single member. I'd give a jersey to every member. But, you know, it's all good. I'm not cheap. It's not cheap, though. So I got to manage it. You know, I got to be able to do it on the right timeline. But I appreciate all of you guys for your support, man. It means a lot to me. Barb, yeah, Sills has a show, 10 a.m., all right? 10 a.m., Barb, and we're giving away the Jerome Brown jersey, Barb. Just an hour of Cilio today. No 4-hour Sills. And then he'll be off on Christmas, and we'll figure out what to do on Thursday. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I think I should give the guys off on Thursday. It's weird to go to cover the Eagles and then have off in the middle. I know it's Christmas. I love Christmas too, but it's a tough thing to manage. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, you got to balance it. But I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Good stuff, everybody. Appreciate your support, Twiz. Bob Brown's been here a long time. Abe, appreciate you, Abe. SMD Eagles. Brandon Howard. Brandon, appreciate your brother. Andrew Hernandez, what's up, man? Devin Parker, what's up, Devin? Joe Whip's in here. What's up, my man, Joe? Sig Lord, what's up, Sig? We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. See you next time, everybody. And by the way, Merry Christmas to you. Merry, Merry Christmas, because I love Christmas. I don't know if you guys love Christmas. I freaking love Christmas. My whole family is home. I'm at my parents' house now. All my siblings are here. So we have I'll tell you guys our Christmas Eve tradition, all right? We all get together at my parents' house, all right? And my mom is the best cook on the planet. And I don't say that biasly. I'm telling you, my mom cooks for anybody. She's the best cook on the planet. All right. And we have a big Christmas Eve party at the house after we go to church on Christmas Eve night. We go to 7 o'clock mass, come back. All of our cousins are here. And we go into the night on Christmas Eve. But my mom basically kicks us all out of the house in the day because she's prepping the dinner and the meals and the food and the desserts and everything she's doing. So we all go out, me, my dad, and all my siblings. And we go shopping for my mom on Christmas Eve, and we all get her a good gift. So that's what we'll be doing today when I wrap up here on Cilio at 11 a.m. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I hope all of you guys have a very Merry Christmas. I appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy the holiday, everybody. The Eagles are 12-3. We have an amazing football team. We got an awesome city. We've had an awesome year together. You guys are my family. That's the new thing. That's the new thing, is that if you're a member, you're my cousin. It's, don't become a member of Jacob. Just become my cousin. That's what you guys are. Daz, I just gave you a shout out, bro. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, brother. Howard says, where's the dinner invite? Howard, you're welcome to come on over, my man. You're welcome to come on over. You know I love Jacob Nation, man. You know I love Jacob Nation. I'll do anything for Jacob Nation. I'll do anything for Jacob Nation. All right, guys, I appreciate you. 10 a.m., all right, for 45 minutes from now. Be tuned in. The National Football Show, a 10 to 11 version. I'll probably be on for a little bit with Cilio, and we'll give away the Jerome Brown jersey. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Love all you guys, man. Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Birds 365, the destination for the passionate Eagles football fan who bleeds green. If it's Eagles football, we're talking about it. Debate inside the locker room and guests that are some of the greatest football minds from around the region. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on social media at Jacob Sports. See you next time on Birds 365.